From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 22, 2014. This week, we feature a history mystery sound. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what kind of water infrastructure being used here is part of Virginia's past, present, and future. And here's a hint. Like water itself, these structures may go mostly unnoticed until they're no longer there, or at least no longer open. If you guessed a bridge, you're right. That was the sound of a truck crossing the Waterloo Bridge, an 1878 metal truss bridge over the Rappahannock River at the Culpeper-Fauquier County line. In January 2014, the Virginia Department of Transportation, or VDOT, deemed the bridge unsafe for vehicles and closed it, sparking a debate in Culpeper and Fauquier over the costs and values of restoring and reopening the historic structure, replacing it with a new bridge, or some other alternative. The debate over the Waterloo Bridge highlights the important role of bridges in Virginia's history, replacing shallow water fords and ferries as connectors for travel, commerce, military engagements, and communities. In fact, the National Historic Preservation Act of 1966 includes bridges as part of the cultural resources that must be considered for historical significance when federal funds are used in projects. In 2014, Virginia's over 100,000 miles of streams and rivers intersect with over 57,000 miles of highways and many more miles of unpaved rural roads. The Commonwealth's bridges range from pedestrian-only historic wooden structures over small streams to multi-lane steel and concrete structures over major rivers, including almost 21,000 highway bridges maintained by VDOT. New or old, big or small, igniting debate or mostly ignored, bridges span the story of Virginians and our water-shaped landscape from Wise to Waterloo to Wachaprieg. We close with some music appropriate to the Waterloo Bridge, Rappahannock Rapids by Maury Stanton, courtesy of the Rappahannock River Campground in Culpeper County. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.